Yes. It is a very, very special edition of the show, West Tigers Live. The season review of the main team. Will Tim Sheen survive? What should change? What should stay the same? We're already hearing Chris Hynington's on the way out. Bo Ryan apparently is signed with Cronulla, and Brent Kite is coming to town. We'll discuss all that, plus the impact that Garrett Ellis leaving will have on the club. Brayton Astor and Eddie Pettibourne arriving, among others. We're also going to look at Balmain Ride Eastwood and the West Tigers under-20s team, who are both playing for a spot in the grand final of their respective competitions, New South Wales Cup and the National Youth Cup, this weekend. And, of course, the favourite segment does return, Tigers MS, RMS's last word. Tigers MS speaking. The man is with us. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Obviously, I'm very concerned, especially with Bo Ryan, who I thought was equally the best player with Liam Fulton this year, is now apparently leaving the club. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. My latest understanding is he's leaving of his own accord. It's not the club's pushing him out at all. They've got a bit of issue with salary cap, but besides that, they want him to stay, but he's already signed with Cronulla. I guess he's got a good deal with them. I mean, he's been picked for the Prime Minister's 13, so, you know, he probably feels that he's ready to take that next step, and maybe he thinks that Cronulla's the team that he can do it with. I'm not too sure about it. I don't know what you've heard.
Look, to be honest, I've just heard that Bo, well, he was offered a contract. Nothing came of it, and then salary cap constraints put the kibosh on it, so I guess he has to play somewhere. As for Hynington, well, you'll actually, for both of them, I believe it was last year, they were both almost packaged off to Penrith as a pair. So it could be one of those things they're trying to... look, people want to clean out. People wanted to clean out after the season. They're getting that. Perhaps it's not the people that they want to clean out. But according to the coaching staff, or you know, the backroom staff, that is the people that are going to get moved on for the new guys.
Look, I don't sort of want to be too defeatist about it, but it kind of feels like the end of an era, and it kind of feels like that we're going to be stuck with a team that's going to be having to build themselves up again from scratch, when we both know they had the makings of a team that could win it all. Is this the right way to go?
Look, I think it is. I think they've missed their window of becoming a team that's won two or three premierships in two or three years. 2010, 2011, and this year could have been very good. I mean, 2010 and 2011 were very close, you know, themselves. And I think even, was it, yeah, it was 2010 that the Dragons won the GF, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we only missed out by a point, and we probably shouldn't have missed out by a point in that game.
And the Warriors, obviously that was a...
Yeah, the Warriors, that was one of those things where, once again, a game we shouldn't have lost and probably should have closed out. And it's just those little things that can curtail it, and then when you have a failure of a year like this one was, by not making the finals at all, then things have to change. And I guess it's going to be a bit of a live by the sword, die by the sword kind of approach for the staff, getting rid of those players and with the players coming in. I'm sure they've got a plan. I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to try and guess what it is either. So,
well, at the moment, they're keeping... Obviously, let's put Adam Blair aside, because we know that everyone, you know, he's underperformed, he's getting paid a lot of money, and it's basically being wasted. But let's put him aside, let's say, you know, they've invested him for the long term, they're going to, hopefully, it's going to take a bit longer for him to learn the system. There are still guys there, Tim Moulton, who got the new contract, didn't live up to it this year. Lottie Dakiri is now apparently going to stay with the club with Bo Ryan leaving. Probably is past his best. Doesn't maybe seem like the best solution. two of your best forwards are leaving. Gareth Ellis, obviously, you can't let you've got to let him go. He wants to go home. But Chris Hynington now goes with him. And again, you're looking at, well, is that the guys we wanted to go? Is that the guys that they should be letting go? And are the Tigers just going to be left with a bunch of players that are big names but not big performers?
Look, like, I really like the way Chris Hynington plays. I think he, you know, tries 100% every game, puts it in, you know, game in, game out, but he did lose a lot, apart from the end of this season, in the last couple of games. He did lack a lot of penetration that he used to have as he was getting older, so maybe that's something they looked at.
But he had an injury too. I mean, he, you know, look, I'm not disagreeing with you, because I do, I have said all along they lack a little bit of toughness. Like a guy like Hynington, he'll tackle his guts out, as will Ellis, as will Liam Fulton, but you have too many of those type of guys, no one's afraid of you. You look at teams like Souths, you're afraid of their pack. You know, like, I mean, these are grown men anyway. Like, they're going to run in at anyone. But, I mean, other teams look at the Tigers, their forward packs, look at the Tigers' forward pack, and they lick their lips. So I do agree with you that they are trying to change that. If they do get Brent Kite, they are getting Eddie Pettibourne, they are getting Bodine Thompson. They're trying to change that, where you, when you look at the Tigers' pack, you kind of go, ooh. And the name of the game has changed from 05 when the Tigers last won it.
Yeah.
But I am concerned in getting rid of these guys like Bo Ryan, coming off a career year. Chris Hynington, I still thought, like you said, at the end of the year when he came back from that injury, was one of Tigers' best, one of the few top performers, as we used to read, as you read out the stats each week. And then there's other players, the Blake Ashfords, the Chris Lawrences, the Tim Maltzens, the Adam Blairs, and the Lottie Takiris that underperformed this year but have been rewarded or with either new contracts or still sticking around.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, obviously they have a plan. Look, it could be the fact that, like, it could be that none of this is actually true and no one signed anything.
Mm.
And it was just a rumour, like they might have been shopped around and then they decided not to do it or to do this or to do that.
That's what happened last year. I mean, there was lots of rumours going around and in the end not much of it happened.
Yeah, exactly right. As for Bo Ryan, he did have a great year this year, like a really good year, a career best year, as you were saying before. However, he might have been a victim of the Tigers' injuries at the back, where he was tried at fullback and then at centre and then at wing, like he was killing it on the wing early, then he's had to move and all that.
Where he's a winger.
Where he made,
you know, there's other positions.
Fist of those positions.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
But never really locked one down.
No, I mean, he's a winger by trade, and when you had Matt Utai performing as well as he did, they had to find a different spot for him.
Yeah.
Look, I'm concerned. I'm also questioning, well, is there movements at the club that forces a guy like Bo Ryan to say, oh, I'd rather get out now before, you know, they change everything. Is Tim Sheens under threat?
Look, I don't think he's under threat for this year. I think if he was, there would have been movement at the station, so to speak, already, and it would have been done and dusted, and they would have had someone in there new starting. You know, you can't start, like, because they're gonna train up to the grand final anywho, so you can't have the coach there. Who's not going to be there, you know what I mean? Like, obviously the players would know something's going on or whatever else. So it'll be very interesting to see what does happen in the next couple of days regarding these two. Because Tom Humble's also on the way out. I'm not sure if you mentioned that beforehand.
He's going to Canberra, is that right?
To be honest, I don't know. I just know that he's been told he can to look elsewhere.
I also heard that the Warriors interviewed Tim Sheens this week. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard that. I heard that they asked him and he declined the interview. That's what I heard.
And then I heard that as well. And then I heard that he they flew over to interview him. So there's mixed messages coming out. One of them's true, one of them's not.
Yeah.
I guess we'll know more next week. Look, a lot of the stuff that we were going to talk about this week obviously has been superseded. The season review, talking about a little bit about the guys that we do know are coming next year, like Brayton Astor and Eddie Peterborn. We are going to be lucky enough to have another show because of the fact that the West Tigers under-20s team is going so well, as is Balmain right eastward. So we'll move that into next week's show. We've really got to keep this show moving. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, first of all, West Tigers under-20s team defeated the Bulldogs 24-20 to take a week off. It was a great result because they were fourth place. The Bulldogs were first. The Bulldogs are now out of the competition. And the Tigers instead, well, they're going to play the Roosters, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Because of the switch, of course. So they'll play the Roosters, and will play the winner of the Canberra Raiders game versus St. George. So looking at the team that's been named, we'll read it out now. Curtis Rowe is the fullback. David Nofalama and Marika Corabetti on the wings. Brody Munro, Asapeli Fine in the centres. Matt Mulcahy, who had a superb game against the Bulldogs, 5'8". Jacob Miller-Harford, captain. The props is the very impressive Moesi Futuaka, as well as Sal Sasu. Ben Saunders is the hooker. Joel Luani, Kyle Lovett, the second rowers. Ino Cieso, the lock. Sony Parsi, Nathan Brown, Brendan Santi, and Sitaleki Kiwela, hope I pronounced that right, is the bench. Look, obviously those guys, the halves, Matt Mulcahy, Jacob Miller, are going to really dictate this game, I think. Also, the men up front, well, Futuaka, he's been outstanding all year. He's definitely a guy that could play first grade in the future. No Matt Grote, unfortunately, still injured. But having Corabetti back in the side after his first grade experience is going to be a big help as well. No team in this under-20s final series has won from a higher position. So it's always been the team below that's won. So I guess that makes the Roosters favourites. But can the Tigers get home after having the week off? Tigers MS.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I've seen both. I saw both of those games, the under-20s Roosters the Tigers games this year,
mm-hmm.
And the Roosters ran over the top of them both times. Ford's going to really have to stand up.
Well, Tuivasa Sheck, who was playing in first grade at the end of the year, he's back for the Roosters at fullback. And they've also got two big boys, Kane Evans and Dylan Napa, their props.
Yeah. Look, Kane Evans probably should have won one of the prop awards for the NYC. I think he was suspended, which means he was ineligible.
Right.
But he is massive. He could play first grade quite easily. He destroyed the Tigers in their, you know, most recent game. And that's what it's been like. The forwards just running through them, and the backs really don't have to do anything except just put the ball over the line because the forwards have got them right up to the 1 metre line sort of thing. Yeah, look, I think the Tigers can do. Like, against the Dogs, Dogs aren't a small team either in the forwards, and they did a really good job on them. Eventually, got down to, sticking to the tactics that Toddy Payton, gave them. So, look, I think they can. I think they're really going to have to play very, very well, and I'll probably say that the winner of the NYC comp comes from this game.
Wow, because I think the Raiders are pretty impressive too, so I wouldn't discount them either. But obviously their game against the Warriors was very high scoring. Look, I think the Tigers will win. I think the Roosters, like you say, they probably match up well against them, the same as they do in first grade. Jason Taylor's a very good coach. It will be hard for Todd Payton, who's basically a rookie in comparison, but he's done a brilliant job with the young boys. But I think the Tigers can win. I think the week off might be a good thing at that age, and hopefully be some fans out there. Two teams that A grades guys didn't make the finals, so we'll see. It's going to be a big game because it's on 3:00 at ANZ Stadium, or 3:05 to be exact, Saturday afternoon. It will be live on Fox Sports, but there will be people obviously going to the Souths Canterbury game, and so if they get there early enough, they'll get to watch that one as well. So hopefully a few Tigers fans get on out there and they can get a win. And we'll be talking about it next week, a grand final for the under-20s boys. Will be a good one. And, of course, it's not just those guys playing, but Balmain Ride Eastwood Tigers are playing down at Leichhardt Oval on Sunday, this Sunday from 1 p.m. against the Newcastle Knights. They had a great victory last weekend. They've come from 8th spot, believe it or not, and they're still in it. Basically, they beat Wentworthville Magpies 29-20 last week at Leichhardt. That gets them into this qualifying, grand final qualifier. Sudden death football. They beat Windsor Wolves the first week, and now the Magpies in perfect conditions at Leichhardt, 6-4. Josh Davis, the second rower, scored 2 tries, and Tom Humble, the aforementioned Tom Humble, definitely showed his class in attack, also kicked a field goal. So a good job by those boys. Now, they've also named their team for Sunday. Sean Meaney is the fullback and captain. Jake Clark, Gus Ager on the wings. Josh Davis has been named in the centres this week with Tim Simona. Tom Humble, 5'8". Nathan Waters, halfback. Junior Moores, Ray Cashmere, the props. Masaida Iosuefa, the hooker. Jared Fowler, David Harris, second rowers. Reese Curran, the lock. And I guess they can name a full bench. There are 9 guys named, but probably Pat Politone will get out there. Dane Chisholm as well. Not too sure about the other guys. But plenty of first grade experience there, especially in the front row. And obviously Tom Humble as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. If you can get out to Leichhardt Oval, tickets $10 for adults, $5 for kids. And it's not only that game, but the other game as well, which I don't have any details in front of me, but you get to see... Oh, I do, actually. It's here. Canterbury versus Newtown. So you get to see both games if you head out. So go to the Tigers. Hopefully they get a bit of a crowd there. Tigers MS, can the boys get up?
Yeah, I was following their game via Twitter last week, and also obviously reading the match report afterwards. It looked like, yeah, they really did quite well. Probably they weren't meant to get this far, given the position they finished during the season. But all it takes is a little bit of that momentum that teams love to feed off, and it looks like the Tigers are doing that. Tom Humble is obviously kicking pretty well, and the forwards. There is a little bit of NRL experience there, and I think that'll serve them well coming into this game. Can they win? Yes, they can. How much are they going to win by? I have no idea. It went to Golden Point, the other semi-final last week, with the Newtown side coming up with a win. So I'm betting another close one for the two semis coming up.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Tigers, first grade, as we know, decimated by injuries for parts of the year, which meant that the Balmain Ride Eastwood guys couldn't get that flow, but obviously now they're all back, pretty much, although I noticed Joel Reddy was playing a bit of time there, but he's not eligible, but the other guys are, and it makes a big difference, and that 8th spot, but when you look at that roster, it's pretty strong. I think they could go all the way. Quite frankly, they have the team on paper to win that. So I guess we'll know in a couple of weeks, but we're going to do the show next week because of the fact we've got so much to still talk about. So for those that download, enjoy downloading at www.paulygsports.com. There you go. Another show next week. Maybe a day later than normal, but it just depends on a couple of things. Obviously, we're doing the NRL Live Grand Final Spectacular Show, so make sure you download that as well. And just before we go to RMS's last word, just should mention a congratulations to Chris Lawrence, Bo Ryan, and also Aaron Woods, who were named in the President's 13, all in the starting lineup of that. Bo Ryan got his spot when Jamal Idris pulled out with injury, and he plays on the wing, whereas Chris Lawrence is in the centres and Aaron Woods starting prop. Tigers MS, a huge couple of weeks. You could probably go in a lot of directions, but what is your last word?
Well, last word is I'm just going to... It's a tough one, but I'm just going to say that the Tigers had a poor year, and changes need to be made. Now, as always, there's always gambles, and there's always gambles with salary cap, with back-ended deals, back-ended contracts, also buying new players to see if they work out with your club. It really is a gamble. The gamble didn't pay off in 2012. In 2013 is looking like they have laid, they've gone all in with this bet, and we'll see if they get paid out for it.
Yeah, I think you're right, and we will see next week. By the time we've got next week's show, we're going to know. I think we're going to be a lot closer anyway, and hopefully it's not the last one, because hopefully we've got two teams, or at least one, but both, in the grand final next week. Tigers MS, thank you very much for tonight. Big couple of shows. Of course, you can follow him at Twitter, TigersMS78, at TigersMS78. You can follow me at Paulie G Sports, and you can download each and every show at www.pauliegsports.com. Don't forget as well, with the NFL season started, we're going to have some news and some blogs popping up there more and more as that season goes on. And there's always other things that you can find on the website. It's always worth checking out each and every week, even when we're out of season. Thank you very much for downloading, and we'll see you next week. See you, mate.
See you later. Look in here, it's all hardwood. What's that smell? Smells like coffee. Smells like coffee if you regret it.